Yesterday we started looking at the book of Joshua, and the very first chapter of the book of Joshua. I'm going to read verses 5, 6, 7, and 8, and then I want to just focus on what we looked at yesterday and then build from that. So in verse number 5, and again, this is Joshua. Joshua has been the first lieutenant of Moses for the entire time that they've been wandering the wilderness. So for 40 years, the people have been looking towards Moses. They've seen the supernatural. They've seen the miracles that have taken place as God has moved through his man, Moses. And they've always seen Joshua there with him. But now Joshua learns from God that Moses has died. Moses is gone. And now God says to Joshua, it's time for you to lead the people in. It's time for you to lead them into the promised land. So 40 years, and that whole generation that had come out of Egypt has now perished in the wilderness. So this is a brand new generation, and they've seen Joshua, but they've always seen Joshua as that first lieutenant. Now they're going to have to look towards Joshua, and Joshua, from his perspective, has been obviously a man of faith, and he's been trained up under Moses. But it's different being the person that's just under the decision maker than it is being the one who's the final authority, the one who's in charge. That's the person who has to, everyone looks to, that's the person who everyone calls out with complaint when things don't go well or perceived to not go well. They're the ones held accountable for the decisions. So now Joshua is stepping up into that position, and God gives him the confidence. God tells him that he's put him there and that he's ready to do it and that this is what he is called to do. This is what God has for him to do. In verse number 5, it says, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Verse number 6. In the Amplified, it reads this way. Be strong, confident, and of good courage. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So now here's the instructions for Moses. I want you to be confident. I want you to be strong. I want you to be bold. I want you to exemplify courage, because these are the things it's going to take to actually, after 40 years of wandering the wilderness, it's going to take that kind of confidence and that kind of boldness. Again, this generation that's going to move into the promised land is a generation that has been in the wilderness their whole lives. Now they're going to be stepping into what they've always heard of their whole lives, but they've never actually entered into it. Verse 7 says, only you be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous. Then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Do not be afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So yesterday we were looking at verse number 5. And in verses number 5 and 6, where God says to Moses, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong, confident, and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So he's getting them ready to enter into the promised land. How does he do that? Well, it starts with, and you see this reoccur three times now in four verses, where God tells them to be strong, to be of good courage, to be bold, to be of good courage, be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. So this is mentioned, these things are mentioned three times in four verses. God is trying to get clearly across to Joshua exactly what it's going to take for Joshua to be the one that leads the people into the promised land that God has given them. Now, we looked at this yesterday and considered the fact that these are the Israelites who have a promised land that they were getting ready to enter into. It's a land that God had prepared for them. God had prepared the fields. God had prepared. There's houses there. There's flocks there. Everything is already prepared for them to come in and to possess. Now, much the same way, although greater because of our relationship with Jesus Christ, because of the new covenant, because of the covenant we have through Jesus Christ, we have even better promises, greater promises, and it's all the promises that are here in the Word of God. We have better promises to enter into, but in the same way that God was telling Moses, I need you to be strong, I need you to be confident, I need you to be courageous as you lead the people into the promised land. They were on the outside of the promised land looking in. They needed someone to lead them in. By the same token, there are people in your life that don't know Jesus. Or there's sometimes people in your life that do know Jesus, but they don't have the depth of relationship and they don't have the understanding of the word. There's people in your life that are on the outside seeing their promises, seeing the promises of the word of God, seeing there are promises there for them, but they're on the outside looking in. And in the same way that God spoke to Joshua and said, be confident, be strong, be confident, be courageous, for you will lead them in. God needs you and I to be strong, to be confident, to be courageous, and to lead those people into the promises of Jesus Christ. Now, for some, it's just to lead them into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and what Jesus has done for them so they can have relationship with Jesus. And in having that relationship, they can then enjoy and walk in and have those promises come to pass in their life. But there's also going to be people that are right now in your life who know Jesus Christ, but they're not walking in the promises. They're not enjoying the victories. They're not seeing overcoming victories in their lives. And just like Joshua, we need to be the ones that can lead them into the promised land. But it takes strength. We have to be confident and courageous. Our lives, I've sat here for, I think, 5 years. I've been doing the prayer closet. So I've been sharing the word with you on an ongoing daily basis for 5 years. And I've tried to encourage, and I always do try to encourage people, to walk into and to enjoy all the good things, the fruits that we have because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. But more than just, you know, what Jesus has done for us is not just for us to consume and enjoy ourselves. It is for us to enjoy and to walk in those victories. But it's not just about me. My relationship with Jesus Christ is not just about what I benefit from it. It's about how Jesus can move through me and how I can be obedient to him to advance his kingdom, which means it's my job to lead people into, as it is your job as a believer, each one of us, to lead people into that promised land, to lead them into the fullness of all the things that Jesus has planned, prepared, and planned for their lives. I love the promises that are here in the Word of God. I stand on them. I believe them. I want to walk in all those things. I want to receive everything that Jesus has for me. But I also have to understand that it's just not for me to consume those things and sit and enjoy them and say, thank you, Jesus, for blessing me so much. I thank him for blessing me so much, but it doesn't stop there. I need to then, because it's not just about me, I need to use those blessings, use that wisdom, use the experiences, use the knowledge, use my personal relationship with Jesus Christ and my knowing him to bring others into the promised land, to bring others into that place. Of being able to walk in, first of all, having the relationship with Jesus Christ themselves, but then second of all, being able to see that overcoming victories in their lives in the areas where the enemy has them oppressed and has them in bondage. To see them come to liberty. Liberty in Jesus Christ, both from salvation as well as all the fruits of salvation as well. I don't just receive the good things of Jesus Christ unto myself. I'm thankful for them. I love them. I receive them. But I don't just take them unto myself and just keep taking more. I use what I know, and this is the same thing for each one of us. We're to use those blessings, to use the things we've learned, to use the things we know to lead others into that promised land. This is what God was calling for Joshua, and it's the same call that we have today. So think about the people in your life that need, they're on the outside, they're seeing the promised land. They see there is promises, but they don't know how to get there themselves. And it comes from us being strong, or as it says in the Amplified, confident. We have to be confident. We have to have the strength of knowing what we know. You don't have to know everything, because I'll just guarantee you now, you're not going to know everything. You can live the rest of your life studying the Word of God, and you're still not going to know everything. You will continue to learn and understand all the days that you're in this life. You don't have to know everything. To help lead people into the promised land, for those who are on the outside looking in, that God is looking for you to bring them in, you don't have to know everything. Just share what you know. What you know and what you've learned already in Jesus Christ, just share that. Because the Holy Spirit will move through that and through that truth to bring them to a place of knowledge, understanding, and the ability to receive. You don't have to know everything. Just be confident in what you know. If you know nothing more, if you just got saved a week ago and you just know what Jesus did, if you just understand simply this, that We live in a fallen world. There's sin in the world, and every single person in this world, every single person has sinned and fall short. And the penalty for sin is death. Every single person needs a Savior. But Jesus came and paid that price. He took the punishment for each one of us. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you understand that, and you can share that with someone else, that's all you need to know. But be confident in what you know. Be strong. Be confident in what you know. Share what you know. Be of good courage and know that it's not up to you to bring them or force them in. You just lead them in. If they're on the outside of the land of promise, the promised land, if they're on the outside looking at the promises of Jesus Christ but not actually experiencing them, you don't have to drag them in. You don't have to force them in. It's not on you to make them come in. God just needed Joshua to bring them in, to lead them in. And this is all he needs you and I to do. We just lead them in. You share what you know and invite them in. Bring them in with you. Bring them in to what the Father, to what the Father has given and to what Jesus has established for them. Verse 7 says, "Only you be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it, the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." So this is part of the reason that we're not walking in the prosperity. When I say prosperity, I'm not just talking about money and finances, although that is an element of it. People get very concerned when you say the word prosperity. It's like red lights go off and alarm bells go off. Listen, there is prosperity in Jesus Christ, but I'm not just talking about prosperity in finances. I believe if I use finances and I am a giver the way God tells me, he's going to prosper me because he knows he can get money through me. So there's an element of prosperity that is financial. But when I say for us to prosper and to walk into the all the prosperity that he has for us, I'm talking about prospering in your life where you're an overcomer, prospering and seeing the power of God move in your life. I'm talking about prospering in your life so you see the supernatural take place. You see, when you pray, you see the sick healed. When you pray for yourself, you see that sickness depart. When you pray for others to get free of addictions, you see it take place. When you speak and pray things yourself, you see it. You prosper in the things of God. You're prospering in the spiritual realm. Because if you're prospering in the spiritual realm, you're bringing that from the spiritual realm into the natural realm. This is prosperity. This is where we should be prospering and need to prosper. Only you be strong and courageous that you may do according to the law. As long as I'm obeying, if I'm walking in the things of God, I need to know the word of God. He's saying to Joshua and to you and I, only. So this is a focus. This is like pinpointing. Instead of having a scattershot, I'm just going to try everything. The word of God has given us a laser-like pointer and saying, this is what you need to focus on. Don't look anywhere else. Don't look to the right or left. Look with a laser-like focus on this and this alone. Only be strong and courageous and do all the law. This is what you need to focus on today. Forget everything else. Don't look around anything else. Look towards this. Look towards the word of God. Build yourself up and strengthen yourself in the word of God. Fill yourself up in the word of God. Fill yourself up in the word of God and be strong and be courageous in the word of God that you have. Don't look to the right or to the left. Don't look either way. You look only at the word of God. Jesus is the word. You look only at the word of God and you operate in the boldness and in the courage, the courageousness and the strength that you have in Jesus Christ. Do that and you will prosper wherever you go and in everything that you do. You will prosper. See, part of this entering into the promised land and bringing people in is you're enjoying the fruits of the promised land as well because you understand and you believe. Don't look to the right or to the left. Don't look at anything else today. Have a laser-like focus on the Word of God. Spend time in the Word. Fill yourself with the Word. And you're going to find that strength and that courage is abounding as a result of it. And you're also going to find you're walking in the prosperity that he has for you and I. You're going to find yourself walking in that and enjoying that. And I know some people are saying, well, you know, I just don't get that much out of the Word of God when I read the Word. I have a hard time understanding it. I read it, I just don't take anything away from it. Again, I tell you that if you take a few moments and just say, if you believe that this is Jesus revealing himself to you, this Word of God he gave to us, to reveal his nature, his truth, his personality. This is him. He's revealing who he is to us. and all the promises, all that he's done, all that he is. He's revealing himself to us. If you believe that, then before you open the Bible, just say, thank you, Jesus. This is you revealing yourself to me, and I want to know you. So thank you, Jesus, for bringing me understanding. Holy Spirit, bring your understanding. Teach me. And you know what? When you read the Word, then don't pressure yourself. Don't worry. Don't be tense. Just read it. Just read it and just let the Holy Spirit show you things. It's amazing the things you'll see if you just go in that simple approach. And I would also say, if you felt in the past that you struggled to understand the Word of God, spend some time. There's a lot of resources out there. Christian radio, Christian television, there's a lot of good teachers. Look, I find teachers that I like, and I'll listen to CDs in my car just of teaching. Because I want to get fed. I want the Word in me all the time. I read the Word, Holy Spirit teaches me, but I want to hear what the Holy Spirit's saying to other people as well. There's a lot of resources out there. Fill yourself with the Word of God. This is the laser-like focus that God is talking about here in Joshua, chapter 1, verse number 7. Do according to all the law that Moses commanded you. In other words, focus on the Word of God. If you focus on the Word of God, the result is going to be strength and courage. If you focus on the Word of God, you're not looking to the left or to the right, the result is going to be you're walking into the prosperity that God has for you wherever you go. The Israelites had to walk into the promised land, a physical land. There was a boundary they had to cross, and it was the Jordan River. There was a physical boundary they had to cross to enter into the promised land. For you and I, as long as we keep our focus on Jesus Christ, and we fill ourselves with the Word, we're going to prosper wherever we go. So in other words, we are taking the promised land with us wherever we go. There is no borders. We are walking in the promised land wherever we go with Jesus Christ. Prosperity will follow us wherever we go. And again, prosperity means much, much more than just money and finances, although that's a part of it. But it's prosperity in your health, prosperity in your marriage, prosperity at your work, prosperity in your teaching others, prosperity in your leading others, fruitfulness in bringing other people into understanding the promise of God, prosperity in helping people get delivered, prosperous in all of those things. Have a laser-like focus on the Word of God today. You'll be strong. You'll be courageous. Don't look to the right or the left. Focus on Jesus. Focus on the Word. And prosperity is with you wherever you go. You don't have to walk into the promised land. You are in the promised land, and it goes where you go. That's awesome.